Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AI for Commercial Real Estate Practical Workflows, Frameworks, and Tools for Modern CRE Professionals by Huber Bongolin, is positioned as a practical guide to applying artificial intelligence in commercial real estate rather than abroad. Technology survey. Based on its title and available metadata, the book addresses professionals who need usable methods for integrating AI into brokerage, investment analysis, asset management, development, and operations. Its emphasis is on workflows, frameworks, and tools, which suggests a focus on how AI can support recurring CRE tasks, such as document review, market research, underwriting support, communication, reporting, and process standardization. The subject belongs to the emerging category of applied AI for industry practitioners, where the central question is not whether AI is important, but how it can be adopted responsibly within existing professional routines. The book is most accurately understood as a practical modernization resource for CRE teams seeking efficiency without replacing domain judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning repetitive core e-tasks into AI-supported workflows. A central theme indicated by the book is the movement from isolated AI experimentation to repeatable workflows. In commercial real estate, many high-value activities include recurring but time-consuming steps, summarizing offering memoranda, extracting lease information, drafting broker communications, comparing market data, preparing investor updates, and organizing due diligence materials. AI becomes useful when these tasks are broken into inputs, decision points, outputs, and review steps. That workflow orientation matters because CRE work often depends on consistency and traceability. A broker or analyst cannot simply accept an AI-generated answer. The output must be checked against source documents, local market knowledge, and transaction context. The practical value, therefore, comes from designing a process in which AI accelerates drafting, summarization, classification, and first-pass analysis while the professional retains responsibility for interpretation. This distinguishes a workflow-based approach from casual tool use. The book title suggests that AI is treated as part of the operating system of modern CRE work, not as a novelty. The implication is that productivity gains come from repeated application to defined tasks rather than from occasional impressive prompts. Secondly, using frameworks to evaluate where AI fits in the CRE value chain. The reference to frameworks suggests that the book is concerned with decision-making before tool adoption. Commercial real estate is not a single process. It includes acquisition, leasing, financing, asset management, development, property operations, marketing, and disposition. Each stage has different data needs, risk levels, and professional responsibilities. A framework helps determine which tasks are suitable for AI support and which require direct expert judgment. For example, AI may be appropriate for summarizing comparable property data or drafting a tenant outreach sequence, but final pricing assumptions, investment committee recommendations, and legal interpretations require human validation. A useful framework would separate low-risk administrative tasks from high-impact judgment tasks, assess whether data is structured or fragmented, and define how outputs should be reviewed. This matters because CRE professionals often face vendor promises that overstate what AI can do. A framework-based approach encourages disciplined adoption, identify a bottleneck, define the desired output, test accuracy, establish review standards, and measure time saved. The practical reasoning is that AI investment should follow operational need rather than trend pressure. Thirdly, applying generative AI to documents, analysis, and client communication, generative AI is especially relevant to commercial real estate because the industry produces and consumes large volumes of text-based material. Offering memoranda, leases, purchase agreements, broker opinions of value, lender packages, property narratives, tour notes, investor memos, and market updates all require synthesis and communication. The book title points toward tools that can assist with this work, particularly where first drafts, summaries, comparisons, and structured outputs are needed. The concrete advantage is not that AI replaces professional writing or analysis, but that it reduces the time spent moving from raw information to usable form. An analyst can ask an AI system to organize lease abstracts into a comparison table, summarize a market report into key risks, or turn bullet point property facts into a polished but reviewable description. A broker can use it to tailor outreach while preserving the relationship-driven nature of the business. The limitation is equally important. CRE documents often contain financial, legal, and site-specific details where errors carry consequences. Generative outputs must therefore be treated as drafts or analytical aids, not final authority. Fourthly, recognizing data quality, confidentiality, and oversight as adoption constraints. Any serious discussion of AI in commercial real estate must address constraints. And the book is positioned in a field where those constraints are significant. CARI data is often fragmented across PDFs, spreadsheets, customer relationship systems, property management platforms, email threads, and third-party databases. Even when information exists, it may be outdated, inconsistent, confidential, or shaped by local market assumptions that are not obvious to a general AI tool. This affects the reliability of AI outputs. A model can summarize an uploaded document, but it may not know whether the document is current, whether a rent roll has been revised, or whether a comparable sale is truly relevant. Confidentiality also matters because lease terms, investor data, tenant information, and negotiation positions can be sensitive. Practical AI use, therefore, requires rules about what information can be uploaded, which tools are approved, how outputs are verified, and who is accountable for final decisions. The important implication is that AI adoption in CRE is not only a productivity issue, it is also a governance issue involving data discipline, risk management, and professional oversight. Lastly, adapting AI use cases to brokers, investors, operators, and developers. The subtitle refers to modern CRE professionals, which implies that the book is not aimed at a single role. That breadth is important because AI creates value differently across the industry. Brokers may use AI for prospecting support, property summaries, pitch preparation, and client follow-up. Investors and analysts may focus on underwriting assistance, sensitivity analysis explanations, market research synthesis, and investment memo drafting. Asset managers and operators may use AI to organize tenant issues, summarize property performance, improve reporting, and identify recurring operational patterns. Developers may benefit from faster research into zoning narratives, entitlement considerations, demographic context, and project communication, while still relying on legal and technical experts for formal decisions. The same technology, therefore, needs role-specific workflow design. A prompt or tool that helps a leasing broker may be irrelevant to an acquisitions team unless it connects to their data and decision process. The practical insight is that AI adoption should be mapped to professional responsibilities. This prevents generic implementation and encourages each CARI role to define the tasks where AI can reduce friction without weakening accountability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for commercial real estate professionals who already understand their business but want a clearer way to incorporate AI into daily work. Brokers, analysts, investors, asset managers, developers, operators, and team leaders are likely to benefit more than readers seeking a technical explanation of machine learning. Its practical value lies in helping readers think in terms of workflows, tool selection, risk controls, and role-specific use cases. The intellectual benefit is a more disciplined view of AI as an operational layer within CRE, rather than a separate technology trend. Compared with general AI business books, its distinguishing feature is industry focus. Commercial real estate has unusual information patterns, local market judgment, private documents, negotiated terms, fragmented data, and high-consequence decisions. A guide framed specifically around CRE can address those realities more directly than books written for a broad corporate audience. It also stands apart from purely promotional AI material by emphasizing practical implementation questions: what task is being improved, what data is being used, how the result is reviewed, and where human expertise remains essential. Readers should approach it as a field guide for structured adoption, not as a guarantee that AI can solve every CARI problem. Its usefulness comes from translating AI into the language of real estate work. If you would like to support Huber Bongolan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.